with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen. And please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. He is Mike McCarthy. And Mike, down 17-13, you took Seattle's best shot. And somehow, some way, you guys just persevered. You had the strength to score the final 14 points of the game. How did you weather the storm? You're looking at me like, I don't know.
Is that a pink tie?
Maybe it's fuchsia. I don't know.
Fuchsia.
Okay. That's what we go with.
All right. So I'm sorry. I was distracted.
You got a purple tie. It looks nice. It looks good on you.
Can you ask your question again? I was totally distracted.
Fashion tips with Mike McCarthy on the next show. All right. How did you weather the storm? You were down 17-13, but your guys adjusted incredibly well, scored the final 14.
Well, I wouldn't say it was a storm. It was a momentum change. Obviously, the first half, we had some opportunities to, pull a little further ahead. Third quarter, they came out and made an adjustment, obviously went to a heavy pass attack. And, the ability to maybe keep Russell Wilson in the pocket. And they made some plays. I mean, that's football. That's the way those games go. And adversity is what you look for, in each and every game and how you respond to it. And our guys just kept playing and kept playing. And, we had a lot of opportunities. We cashed in on enough of them to win the game. So we feel good about the win, no doubt about it. But the reality is we have a lot of work to do as a team.
Mike, this young season, you've already beaten your oldest rival and some would say your most recent rival. Does that qualify as a fast start?
We're getting there. 2-0. Is obviously where we want to be right now. Kansas City, this is a big game. Monday Night Football, so we're looking for the same environment at Lambeau that we had this past week. I thought the crowd was incredible. It was one of the loudest crowds that I think we've had, I know, in my time here. So that was awesome. But I think once you we talk about the first quarter being the first four games, let's get to 3-0, and then you could probably ask me that again.
Mike, I got to start at the beginning of the game. You won the coin toss and elected to receive the ball. Now, sometimes we've seen you, or usually we've seen you defer. Was it the mentality that you wanted to jump on this game right away and grab momentum early?
Definitely. I mean, in their history, they're 100% defer. So we wanted the football. We wanted to get going and get after them, and that's exactly why we took the ball.
Mike, watching Aaron in that game, besides his incredible physical skills, a lot of it's up here. What a smart player he is.
Well, you always talk about athletes, particular professional athletes, when they reach their prime or they feel like they've captured, total control of their position, the game really slows down for them. I mean, the game has slowed down so slow for him. I just hope he doesn't get too bored because, he's in total control. The things he sees and what he's able to react to and take advantage of is very unique.
Another big play early in the game, Mike. Challenge on fourth down. You caught Seattle with 12 men on the field. How did you know, or how did you just have that feeling that the challenge was right?
Well, we have a system, and they did not. We didn't have the replay right away. When Aaron came off, he said he was 100% sure he got him, and then really about the same time is when we got to look at it up top. But you got to trust your quarterback there. I mean, it's not the first time he's done that. Mm-hmm. So he does it quite often. He does it about three times every practice too. So it's part of our game. So, and that's just trusting your people.
Mike, you lose Eddie Lacy early, and your culture is one of next man up. James Starks goes in, 95 yards, almost 5 yards a pop. I mean, the culture holds true, doesn't it?
No doubt about it. I mean, James Starks is a starting caliber football player. I think we all got to be reminded of that sometimes, and I think he reminded everybody of that last night. So James is a heck of a player. I have great respect for James, and he's just such an unselfish teammate and has always done what's best for the team. He's playing on special teams this year, doing some things he hadn't done in the past. So that's no surprise. Our guys like blocking for him, that's for sure.
Marshawn Lynch, 15 carries, 41 yards. Mike Daniels, B.J. Raji, and a lot of those guys up front did a great job of bottling him up.
Really, the defensive front set the tone. There's no question about it. And, those first couple series there of the game were it was impressive to watch live, and it was even more impressive to watch on the coaching film. B.J. Raji, in my opinion, probably played his best game as a Green Bay Packer. I thought he was tremendous, and that's the way we want to play defense. So we got things to learn from as far as the quarterback's production running the football. But other than that, we hit the target we wanted to hit.
Mike, I don't normally get involved with the numbers too much, but I saw one on the stat sheet that really stood out. 6 tackles for losses by your defense. That's incredible.
No doubt. I mean, we wanted to get after their front. Their offensive line, a very good run blocking unit, obviously with a great back and Marshawn Lynch. So, the ability to penetrate in the run game was a focus for us.
Next up, our special guest, Mason Crosby. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike McCarthy Show. We have a special guest this week, and he is the Packers' all-time leading scorer, Mason Crosby. Mason, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And how does that sound? How does that feel? Do you have, like, coats and jackets with 1,057 on them? How does that work?
I don't get, like, the Masters green jacket for that. But, it's an honor. It's been such a privilege, obviously, these 9 years. And, start of the 9th year to be with the Packers, and such a great organization, a storied organization, and the fact that that I passed up Ryan Longwell, who had a great career here and elsewhere, it's surreal, and it's going to be something that I'll look back on and really think about, and we'll take it as such an honor. Right now I'm like, all right, I'm enjoying it for a couple of days, but then we got to move on. So we still got a long road ahead of us.
That's
here.
True.
Mason, before you move on, consider this. They named that bar and restaurant downstairs 1919. This place has been here for almost 100 years, and you are numero uno. That is something else.
Man. Well, when you put it, it's amazing, obviously being able to play for Coach McCarthy and, have obviously Brett Favre my first year and Aaron Rodgers from there on out, been so blessed with, such great teammates and I obviously Brett and Tim and all the guys there that have kind of, been the catalyst for scoring all those points as well. It takes all of us, and it's just an honor every day to come here and work and be here in the locker room with the teammates and go out and get big wins like we did on Sunday.
I know Larry and I were almost shocked that you've been here 9 years, 2007 draft class. There's ups and downs in this game. Longevity is to be rewarded. How much do you appreciate the Packers bringing you back year after year and then you rewarding that faith?
Yeah, obviously, we tend to talk about 2012 every once in a while, and I look at that year, and I'm always actually, as it's passed, as I've kind of, obviously these last few years have been some of my best, just to look at that and almost be thankful for the Packers, thankful for the opportunities that I had, and almost going through that in a sense. I think it's made me a better man, a better kicker. A lot of things have come out of that very positively. So thankful for that, every day. And, it's a special place. It's a special place to play. And, 9 years is kind of wild. And, I feel like I'm 25 and just starting out, so this is a lot of fun, and hope to be doing it for a long time.
Mason, people talk about physical football teams, and I look at you and watch you play, and I think you're a physical kicker.
All right.
I mean, you hammer that ball. You got a strong leg. What does it take to get a strong leg? How does that work?
Well, I think I think God blessed me from a young age to have, kind of some of that natural ability, and then just kind of started honing my skills over the years and just kind of finding that technique. It's, for me, it's all about that. It's all about the timing, the technique, the rhythm there, and just being able to go and be as free as possible, go hit the ball. So, I talk about golf a lot, and I relate it a lot to what I do, and just the ability to swing free, no tension, and match that ball, as consistently well as I can every time. That's my goal, and I think I've gotten wiser as I've gotten older. I feel like I'm not swinging as hard, and I'm hitting it just as far or farther than I have in my whole career. So that wisdom is actually is paying off a little bit, in that experience and knowing that that I don't have to overswing to get the results I want.
To follow up on Larry's question, the art of the touchback. Mm-hmm. Everybody focuses on the field goals and the extra points, yeah. But what of a quiet secret weapon that is, that a lot of times you take the ball out of the opposing returner's hands?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously extremely important, and you know, especially here in Green Bay, you know, these early games are important to try to get as many touchbacks, almost kind of try to give our coverage team, you want to get some reps, you know, you want to cover some, but you know, get us as few as possible, in a sense, so that when those December games come, when that bad weather comes, which is inevitable, we're going to have some kicks we're going to have to cover. So I try to get as many as I can early in the year, and then just hope for a few there in those late games that you match the ball right, or get a lucky day where the weather's not too bad. But you know, that's another thing that's just all timing, and I think right now that's something I've worked over the last few years, of just getting my steps right, getting everything where I have, like, really actually no wasted energy, and you know, make sure that my steps are fluid, and I just go through the ball and try to hit a good ball every time to give our guys a chance.
Sunday night against Seattle, Mason, did you put a kickoff through the uprights? Did I see that right?
Yeah, I think it was after that 44-yarder.
That is really
it's crazy.
I felt good on that one.
You know, it should be worth points or something.
It was. I think my son was you know, watching, and he started celebrating. You know, he wasn't quite sure why it wasn't worth any points whenever it went through. So, you know, maybe that'll be in the you know, the rules thing for next year. We'll try to put that in there.
Well, continued success, Mason. It's been a pleasure to cover you for 9 years, and good luck in the future.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, Mason Crosby joining Larry McCarron at the Telestrator next. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
So this will be a 54-yard field goal attempt. Brett Goode on the snap, Tim Mastey, arm extended. Here it is, placement, kick, end over end, to the uprights, and it is good!
Hey. We are back with Mason Crosby, and we are going to look at his 54-yard field goal.
Yeah.
First of all, Mason, tell me about your pre-kick ritual. Is it kind of like shooting a free throw, same drill every time?
Pretty much, yeah. So as we're driving, it kind of starts with that, as we're kind of moving down the field. This was a tough one because Aaron kind of scrambled. We were out of field goal range, and then you know, he scrambled and got us into it. So, you know, I'm always prepared as soon as we cross the 50, you know, with how our offense is, to be ready. So kick into the net on first, second down, watch third down, and then go out on the field. And I always kind of come in, you know, a little deeper, get a swing in, and then just take my steps and, you know, take some good breaths and go hit a good ball.
Now, this was a try from 54, actually 54 and a half
54
yards.
And a half, yeah.
Yes.
Officially.
When you are attempting something over 50, say a long field mm-hmm. goal, does anything change? The where you hit the ball, how you hit the ball, the steps, does anything change?
No, you know, like, especially on a night like this night, it was not a ton of wind, you know, pretty calm night, you know, perfect night for football. So I just kind of clear your mind. You have to kind of tell yourself, all right, yes, you know, it's a 54-yarder, but stay smooth. You know, obviously, you know, I play a lot of golf. It's kind of the same concept. If you make good contact, you don't have to swing as hard, just as long as you, you know, let the club do the work. So I kind of have that same mindset. Go through pregame, get my yardages, and you know, this was the yard line I told coach I felt good from, and so we had a chance to try it, and fortunately it went through.
Let's roll the tape forward and snap the ball and get to the crux of the matter. Brett Goode, he's money all the time. Let's stop
snap.
It. Stop it right there and roll it back a little bit. As you approach, Mason, where is your focus? What are you thinking?
Yeah, so if you see it from the very beginning, actually, like, pretty much as soon as that ball is kind of clearing Brett's you know, body there, and Tim reaches with his left hand to go, I'm actually starting forward. So the whole snap to kick takes about 1.25 seconds or so. So it's very fast. On this one, obviously, and on most kicks, Brett gets laces out for Tim. So that's something that people don't know a ton about. They kind of take for granted is the fact that Tim a lot of times doesn't have to turn that ball. Brett actually gives him laces out. So puts it down. Tim hits the spot, perfectly. And our protection has been awesome so far this year. We're doing a great job. And you have Boyd here taking two guys, and yeah, it's right here in the middle. Doing a great job. Two tough rushers there, and just keeping them out of that lane. See how ball goes right over Brett. They just kind of kept a clean path there. It's a lot like what linemen do for Aaron in the pocket, is try to just force everything out of the way so that so it's a clean line for the uprights.
All right, Mason, let's go back if we could. Let's go back to the actual kick, because I wanted to ask you this. Now, as soon as you strike that ball, and just let the tape go, as soon as you strike that ball, do you know that's a good one?
Yeah, I mean, on this one, I knew as soon as it came off my foot. It's kind of my head comes up, and it's online. I knew I hit it well, and, yeah, I felt good. Felt good about this one. So it's nice on long ones, especially whenever it comes off right and you just know it's going through.
Man, right there, right down the middle. Well done, Mason.
Thank
Crosby.
You.
Yeah. The Packers, all-time leading scorer.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It is real cool. We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show with a victory over the Seahawks. Game balls to be given out. Aaron Rodgers, we kind of joked that he could get a game ball every week. But, Mike, I got to focus on a play. He runs left, throws off his left foot, throws a dart to James Jones between two defenders, touchdown. Is this guy an alien? I mean, what? How do you do that?
It's a remarkable throw. I mean, particularly, obviously, to his left. But he does it all the time. I mean, I don't know if we've had a week of practice this year where he hasn't made the throw. Actually, Brent Hundley had one similar to that last week. So, Aaron is he's gifted. I mean, what can I say? But what a great throw to, if you want to teach a young guy how to play quarterback, watch Aaron Rodgers. So, great throw.
And, Mike, on the defensive side of the ball, you awarded game balls to Jayrone Elliott and B.J. Raji.
Definitely. Jayrone, it was, I think he played 10 plays on defense. Also did a heck of a job on special teams. But really the two biggest plays for us on defense was the fumble and the interception. So definitely changed the course of the game there in the fourth quarter. And BJ was just, I mean, he was just dominant. I mean, he was on their line of scrimmage all day long.
Second week in a row, Mason Crosby gets the special teams game ball. And it's something to say, Mike, that in the nearly 100-year history of this team, that he is now the all-time leading scorer in franchise history.
And deservedly so. I mean, he's such a class act. I mean, he's an excellent example of a Green Bay Packer. Both on the field and off the field, his community service and, great family man. I couldn't be happier for him personally, but he's really good at what he does. I mean, he has been for a long time, and there was never any doubt about it. So just really happy to see him get that record.
Next up, we'll get you ready for the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Very quickly, Monday Night Football. The Chiefs coming off a disappointing game, but they are a very good running team with Jamaal Charles.
They're a very good football team. Special teams, defense, offense, all the way through. So a lot of excellent players, very well coached by Andy Reid. This will be a big challenge for us. I mean, if you had a chance to watch the Denver Thursday night game, it was a game that they probably got away from them a little bit. But this is going to be a big challenge for us, uncommon opponent. So when you go against these AFC teams, you got to spend more time on them in the offseason, which we have. So we're looking forward to playing on Monday Night Football.
Of course, Mike, at the end of the day, it's always about the team in the mirror. What kind of things will you be emphasizing to your football team this week?
Well, it's going to shock you, Larry. Fundamentals, if you can believe that. But we got to keep working on our tackling. And there's some things that any time a tendency shows up where a defense has success on you, whether it be pass rush or so forth, to just really focus on the corrections from the first two games.
We'll keep working on our fundamentals, too, on this side of the desk. All right, Coach, is that okay?
Do you really want me to respond to
No,
that?
I don't think so. I think that's the end of the show. Mike, good luck against the Chiefs.
Thank you.
All right, that's the Mike McCarthy Show for this week. We'll talk to you after that Kansas City game.